That smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Este es un anuncio de radio de Hiscox Business Insurance que pretende mostrarle ciertos riesgos y peligros de los que Hiscox Business Insurance puede ayudarle a protegerse. If your business gets blamed by a client for a mistake, like accidentally recording the radio ad in the wrong language, Hiscox could help protect you. The story of your business, underwritten by Hiscox Business Insurance. Subject to already holding a relevant Hiscox policy and subject to policy eligibility terms and conditions.
From the case files of Miss Maureen 118212.
You know, the life of a telephone detective is never dull. One minute you might be called by a lady from Luton looking for a lighting shop. The next it might be a gent from Darrow who just needs a jeweller. Whatever the number you need is Maureen 118212.
Maureen!
118212.
Calls cost £2.50 per call, plus 75p a minute with a minimum 1 minute charge, plus your phone company's access charge.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Police have reopened their investigation into a crash that killed 2 8-year-old girls outside a school in Wimbledon. Nuria Sajjad and Selina Lau died last July when a 4x4 careered into the grounds during an end-of-term picnic. Families are unconvinced by original inquiries which found the driver had a seizure. Reporter Rachel Venables says Scotland Yard's carried out a review.
It's identified a number of lines of inquiry that they say require further examination. And as such, the investigation will be reopened. They've told the families who have welcomed this news publicly this morning, and they say they will be kept updated with the developments.
Israel's military says it struck more than 160 Hezbollah targets in 24 hours and eliminated dozens of terrorists. The IDF says fighter jets attacked targets in Lebanon and also found ammunition depots. Single-use vapes will be banned by next summer. New legislation will mean the products can't be sold or supplied in England from June 1st. The government's working with devolved nations to try and coordinate the ban. Alicia Rutter works for an organisation which helps people quit smoking. She's giving the news a cautious welcome.
The last thing we want to do is to send a message to smokers to stay smoking. We know it's so lethal and we just need to be really careful about any unintended consequences out there. So yes, very important the government takes action to stop people from smoking.
A woman stabbed at a railway station in the West Midlands has died in hospital. 27-year-old Rhiannon Skye White was injured in Walsall on Sunday. An 18-year-old man's been charged in connection with the incident. And people living in a small village in Northern Ireland say they're being tortured by bug bites.
It's unbearable. So you're getting no use from your garden. Kids can't go out to play. We are housebound because of it. It's so bad.
That's Sinead, one of hundreds of victims of the Ballykelly bite.
I've had them on my face this year. But they swell up so badly and they itch so badly.
There have been so many complaints, the council's now investigating with initial results indicating mosquitoes are to blame. A fine and sunny day for most of us, with the odd shower in Wales and Western England, highs of 17 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Penny Smith
on Magic Classical.
Thank you.
José María Gallardo del Rey and the National Orchestra of Spain with the first part of Rodrigo's Concerto de Aranjuez. Shall we do celebrity gossip of yesteryear for on this day, which is October the 24th? Two massive stars, Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor, married, divorce. 1969, they were halfway through their first marriage when Burton made an expensive declaration of love. And this music sort of has a kind of inkling, a tinkling of what that was.
Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Double Spanish today. That was from seven Spanish folk songs, and that one was called Polo, Manuel de Falla. And before that, it was from, well, not quite sure what year exactly, but Thomas Robinson, who was the composer of 20 Ways Upon the Bells, was 1560 to 1610. And that was from the school, with an E on the end, of music, with a K-E on the end. And that was the Loughton Company. Going back to what Richard Burton did then to do this massive, expensive declaration of love. October 24th, 1969, he bought Elizabeth Taylor a 69.42 carat diamond. First thing I did, I googled. What is? How big is? 23 by 23 millimetres and then 15 millimetres depth. So that's nigh on an inch square. I mean, that is one big diamond, isn't it? I mean, what do you do with that? Do you know what? I couldn't find out what she did with it, whether she ever wore it as a ring or or one giant earring taking over an entire area. $1 million is how much it cost Burton, and it sold 13 years ago for almost $9 million. What a whopper. Right, let me just set out my stall here. No diamonds involved. Oh, what am I talking about, no diamonds involved? Of course there's diamonds, just imaginary diamonds. Award-winning writer C.J. Cook, a diamond writer, joins the Magic Classical Book Club to tell us all about the indie book of the month called A Haunting in the Arctic, and also her latest novel, The Book of Witching. Our listener in residence, Viv from West Yorkshire, will share another of her top tunes. That's after 12 and in about an hour's time, in fact. And there are lots of top tunes upcoming between now and lunchtime, including Peer Gynt, Morning Mood, a belter of a song, La Donna e Mobile. And how about this one? Oh, isn't it great? The finale of Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals. And when you consider what kind of animals are in his carnival, including a tortoise and an elephant, a fish, some lions, swans, birds and fossils, one can only imagine the fun that they had doing their finale, kicking up their heels. I mean, can a fossil kick up its heels? The book club is on the way after Grieg's Morning Mood. Yes, that famous piece from Peer Gynt.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music. Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
They're here to support every survivor and their family for as long as it takes. Learn more at magic.co.uk.
I'm Tom Lockyer, and my heart stopped when I was playing a Premier League football match in 2023. My team's medics were on hand to perform CPR. They saved my life that day. In the UK, fewer than 1 in 10 people survive an out-of-hospital cardiac arrest. But you can help change those odds. Learn CPR for free in just 15 minutes. Search Reviver.
Skybet, in partnership with the British Heart Foundation. 18 plus begambleaware.org.
Introducing the BYD Seal-U DMI plug-in hybrid, the SUV that redefines the family car. Packed with features and technology, Seal-U DMI is available from just £33,205. Also, with 77 miles of electric-only range and up to 699 miles combined, it means you can enjoy the miles rather than counting them. Discover more at byd.com/UK. Combined range WLTP. Actual range dependent on individual driving conditions. Price based on BYD Boost version. Other models may vary. See website for details.
At Tesco Mobile, our deals are so good you'll want to tell the whole group chat. Get the Samsung Galaxy S24 with advanced AI for just £31.99 a month with Club Card prices, saving you a massive £306. And better yet, that price is frozen for your whole contract. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps.
And 31st of October, Club Card and 24-month credit agreement required. Frozen for contract duration. Terms at tescomobile.com/terms.
Sometimes running a business can feel like cycling uphill with square wheels. But Xero Online Accounting Software can help predict the future cash flow of your business, so you can stay one step ahead. Soon it'll feel more like freewheeling downhill.
Woohoo!
On a tandem.
All right, mate.
With a masseur on the back.
Oh, that's nice.
Search Xero with an X, because healthy business is beautiful business.
You probably didn't know my dad, Robert, but when he was alive, he made a will and left a gift to Macmillan Cancer Support. It means that in many ways, he still lives on. The advisor, helping a patient get a grant to pay their energy bills. Dad made that happen. The nurse, advising a mastectomy patient on what to wear to her son's wedding. That was also because of him. Almost a third of Macmillan's vital services are funded by gifts and wills from people just like my dad and you. So search Macmillan Legacy today and help them do whatever it takes.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
so very descriptive of the dawn and the sun coming up over the horizon. Morning mood from Peer Gynt by Grieg. The time is 11:24. My guest in the Magic Classical Book Club today is CJ Cook. She's got a novel called A Haunting in the Arctic, and it is the indie fiction... Indie Fiction Book of the Month for October. She's also got another book out now called The Book of Witching. CJ Cook, welcome to Magic Classical. Let's start with A Haunting in the Arctic, then. It's gothic, it's ghostly, it's also awfully cold. Tell us about it.
A Haunting in the Arctic is set in the Arctic, as the title says, and there are two timelines. There is a 1901 narrative, which is set on a whaling ship that departs Dundee for Greenland, and it contains the crew, but there is also someone on board who is not meant to be there. And in the contemporary narrative, the wreck of that whaling ship is washed ashore in Iceland, and a group of urban explorers go to explore what is meant to be a haunted shipwreck, this ancient whaling ship that has had many different lives. And it is meant to be haunted by someone who has been craving revenge for an entire century. So these two narratives interlace.
Did you go to the Arctic, or did you do research online?
I did both. I went to the Arctic originally in 2018, I think. I was working on two projects at the time. One was a poetry collection, because I started as a poet, and I was really interested in writing about the climate emergency and looking at the Arctic for that reason. But I was also researching another book called The Nesting that was set in the Arctic. And that, I think, that experience and being on a ship, being in the middle of nowhere, really sparked my imagination, and I knew I wanted to go back to that. And in terms of writing about a structure like a shipwreck, there's so much story there. And I originally planned to write just about the wreck, but then I found myself naturally wanting to know the backstory, to know, you know, what was the life of this shipwreck when it was at sea. And so that's how this dual timeline came forth, because I just thought, no, I need to see the ship on the sea. I need to understand who was on board and what are the stories that are folded within the cabins.
There's a lot of creaking and groaning going on.
Creaking and groaning.
In fact, in many ways. About the latest book then, The Book of Witching does start off with a witch. So it does actually, does what it says on the tin. And the dual timelines there are not dual in terms of countries or anything else. They're the same area. They're both set in the Orkneys.
That's right.
One in the middle of the 16th century and one bang up to date. Mm-hmm. It starts with May 2024. Hold on a second. When did you start writing this book?
Yes, I was writing in 2023, so I was looking forward. But I knew when I wanted to set it, and I knew it would be coming out after May 2024. But specifically, I wanted to set it over Beltane, which is a pagan festival of fire and rebirth. And I got very excited about the different ideas of the old pagan traditions that, you know, I assumed that this was sort of just part of the past. But no, the more research I did, the more I realized that we actually celebrate a lot of pagan festivals without realizing it. And, you know, a lot of pagan beliefs are still practiced without us necessarily being pagan or identifying as pagan. Yeah. Every time we have a birthday cake and blow out some candles, it's a pagan ritual that we're following.
My guest in the Magic Classical Book Club is C.J. Cook, and her novel, A Haunting in the Arctic, is the Indie Fiction Book of the Month, and her latest, The Book of Witching, is out now. Thanks for joining us on Magic Classical. Before we let you go, we did ask you to choose a piece of music, and you've asked for the Adagio from Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2. Why?
I'm a pianist. I have been playing the piano for a long, long time. And my son now plays. My mother played as well, still plays. So piano has always been a big part of my life. And as a teenager, I used to play this movement. I just loved it. I loved also the story about how the second piano concerto came about, that he had really struggled after the first concerto and had a huge kind of creative block, and he was hypnotized, and this came out. And that always stayed with me, because I've always written. I've always been a creative person. And I really understood that sometimes it's your own self that is the major barrier to creativity, your own doubts, your own kind of, you know, fears. And that I loved that story. So I think there was the two things, the absolute gorgeousness of this piece, but also that element of how it came to be.
Thank you.
The second movement of Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 2, Kirill Gerstein at the piano, the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. And thanks again to CJ Cook for joining the Magic Classical Book Club. Next Thursday, I'll be speaking to Nick Harkaway, who's written a new George Smiley novel. Yes, a George Smiley invented by John le Carré, alias David Cornwell, the father of Nick Harkaway, and it was actually his siblings who told Nick that he had to do it. And the reviews have been fantastic. Going to be talking spies, the cold water and tales of derring do next Thursday. In a nod to my opera going, we are going to have some Benjamin Britten after the break.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke every day. Hear inspiring stories in the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk.
Really? Come on, let's go.
Hear that? That's the sound of my customers leaving.
When your broadband doesn't work, neither does your business.
Will Sky Business keep me up and running, no matter what?
With 4G backup and our Stay Connected guarantee, better believe it. Let our dedicated Sky Business team handle your switch today.
That's more like it.
Subject to availability. For T's and C's, visit skybusiness.com.
People in suits?
No, not just them. At £15.50 per employee per month, you can look after even more of your workforce.
Sure, that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50? That works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private healthcare. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for Business. Benenden Health. Healthcare done different. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review period. Periodically, UK only.
Next.
Hi, just these, thanks. Do you do cashback?
Just need to check you're not a robot first. New security policy.
Okay.
How many traffic lights can you see out the window?
Oh, 2.
No, that's wrong.
Right, well, obviously I'm not a robot.
That's what a robot would say.
What a load of malarkey. Smarty keeps things simple. Like 5 gig for just £5 on a flexible one-month plan. Less malarkey, more Smarty. Search Smarty Mobile.
What makes you feel good?
Finding a parking space right outside.
When my favourite song comes on the radio.
Switching my car insurance with AgeCo feels good. They're owned by Age UK and give their profits to the charity. And it's rated 5 stars by Defacto.
Switch with AgeCo today for insurance you can feel good about. Visit ageco.co.uk to get your quote now. Car insurance provided by Liverpool Victoria Insurance Company Limited.
Xero Small Business Accounting Software puts more financial control at your fingertips. So you have the might to master everyday admin, like raising invoices, staying on top of VAT, managing payroll, and controlling your cash flow. Let your clever little digits loose on Xero and get smarter accounting for your small business at your fingertips. Search Xero with an X and keep your finger on the button.
Experience the electrified world of Volkswagen. That's the sound of drivers powering up and enjoying our supercharged Volkswagen offers. Now with deposit contributions of £3,950 on the ID3, £5,000 on the ID4, and 0% APR and solutions PCP. Plus, a free OMI home charger with standard installation. Power up and drive electric with Volkswagen. Subject to eligibility, order by 6th of January. Indemnities may be required. Maximum 36-month contract. Volkswagen Finance.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Thank you.
Oh, I do love a bit of Benjamin Britten. That was Sunday Morning from Four Sea Interludes. Now, that was from Peter Grimes, and that's in a nod to the terrific opera I went to see at the English National Opera last night, Benjamin Britten's Turn of the Screw, which we didn't have music from, so that's why I went for the Peter Grimes, another favourite opera. Goosebumps, Hair on End, based on the novella by Henry James. It's a new governess who goes into a big rambly house to look after two orphan children. But there's an evil feeling about the place. Peter Quint and Miss Jessel, former employees at the house, are they casting a malign influence over the children? Or is the governess seeing what isn't there? I tell you what, my hair was standing on end for quite a long time. The thing is, if you did want to, maybe you've gone to an opera recently and you thought, you know what, I'd quite like to hear a little bit of that again, then maybe you could ask Darren Reddick, because Sunday night requests at 7 p.m, that's what he does. He plays the tunes you want to hear. Whether it's a long-time favourite, maybe it's a recent discovery, whatever it is, he's got you covered. So if you wanted something spooky, because bear in mind, of course, that next week, a week today, is Halloween. And that's why the Turn of the Screw was so good. Very ghostly. Then do let him know what you'd like to hear. The text number is 61054. You have to start your message with the word classical. The email, often the easiest way to get in touch, classicalrequests@magic.co.uk. Yes, I know it's not short. Leave a WhatsApp voice note, 07593 139 729.
Sorry to interrupt the music. Ayana Witter-Johnson here. Looking forward to spending lunch with you this Saturday. I'll be highlighting another must-see concert with the Live Music Guide, and I'll have a new Ayana's Essential to share with you. So see you from 12 or anytime over on the Rayo app.
Gaspar Sanz, Canarias, played by John Williams, and before that it was Angela Morley's Reverie. Your news update is on the way, and then it's a while since we've had anything to get us a moving and a shaking. If you have been sitting for too long and need to shake a leg and maybe throw out a burpee or two, we've got one of Dvorak's Slavonic dances. And we get to hear where Viv, our listener in residence, is going.
Penny Smith on Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Stroke can impact anyone, any age. Hear real stories in the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk.
Did you know, at TK Maxx, you can find big brands up to 60% less than the RRP? I got this quilted leather handbag, must-have moisturiser, and three pairs of branded jeans. Skinny, boyfriend, flared. All incredible savings. I'm basically a denim connoisseur. There's no deal like a TK Maxx deal. Big brands, small prices. In-store and online.
That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Players of People's Postcode Lottery have raised over £1.4 billion for good causes, helping deliver good news for charities like Battersea, Ellen MacArthur Cancer Trust, Trussell, Ending Hunger Together, and Riding for the Disabled Association. See, even Bobby says thanks. Because what the world needs now is you. PPL manages lotteries for 20 charities. A minimum of 33% of each ticket price goes to charity. Not available in Northern Ireland. Conditions apply. 18+.
Got to be Aldi this Halloween. We're which cheapest supermarket 11 months running.
You can't match this.
And for the last 3 years. So be afraid. Be very afraid to shop anywhere else but Aldi. Which cheapest supermarket 2023? Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
You all right, guys?
I need
the kitchen.
The office.
The lounge.
The living room for a meeting.
For my spin class.
For my live stream.
For my game.
I need it to watch the footy.
When everyone's caning the broadband, EE's new Wi-Fi 7 router makes every device work better, even yours.
Hello, guys.
And knead the dough like this.
Turn it up. Let's go, team.
New Smart Wi-Fi Pro, exclusively from EE.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fibre plans. Terms apply.
Oak Furniture Land presents Hearty Home Comforts. As it grows colder, the dining table's where you settle in for spicy winter warmers and heated board game battles. Right now, save on all dining tables with 3 years interest-free credit from $4.99 with no deposit, and have yours in time for Christmas. Oak Furniture Land. Grow your home. Sale ends 27th of October. Oak Furniture Land, FRN 928005, is a credit broker, not a lender. Delivery and finance, T's and C's apply.
Can I have it back now?
Emily. Daddy.
That's not a toy, that's Daddy's.
Daddy.
No, no, no! Daddy. Not in the
loop. Look out for the courier with your new phone.
With Direct Line's accidental damage cover added to your home insurance, whether you've smashed your phone at home or dropped it down your loo, we'll get you from problem to solution as quickly as possible. Direct Line, we're on it.
Excess applies. Home insurance underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Benenden Health provides private healthcare for
CEOs,
people in suits.
No, not just them. At £15.50 per employee per month, you can look after even more of your workforce.
Sure, that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50. That works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private healthcare. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for Business. Benenden Health. Healthcare done different. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit Benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this lunchtime. Disposable vapes will be banned from next summer. New rules will mean they can't be sold or supplied in England from June 1st, with the government working with devolved nations to try and do the same. Ryan owns a vape shop in Northampton. He's welcoming the ban.
A large amount of vape sales now are from disposables. It's probably about 90%, I think. We do have a lot of work to do to convert those adult users that were smoking over to reusable and semi-disposable products. Obviously, that's going to bring its challenges.
The Met Police are reopening an investigation into a crash at a school in Wimbledon that killed 2 8-year-old girls. It was previously announced the driver wouldn't face criminal charges after she had an epileptic seizure at the wheel. The girls' families had said they were unconvinced the investigation was conducted thoroughly enough. A number of people remain in hospital after an incident at a care home in Dorset in which 3 residents died. Police say carbon monoxide poisoning is their primary line of inquiry. A 60-year-old woman's being questioned by police. There's a warning there'll be no nightclubs left in Britain if the current state of closures carries on. The Nighttime Industries Association says an average of 10 a month are closing. DJ Fat Tony says the industry needs urgent support from the government to protect the spaces.
They are recognised as cultural hubs and safe places for people to go. People need to go out and rally their local MP, get the petition signed and say, look, these buildings need to be saved.
A number of shoplifting incidents hit a record high last year, with more than 1,200 recorded every day. The Office of National Statistics says that's a rise of around a third on last year. The King's been welcomed to Samoa with a pig carcass and a tea ceremony. Charles had a garland of dried fruit placed round his neck and was also given a new title. And the long-running children's comedy show Horrible Histories is being given a special BAFTA. The sketch show, based on a series of books, is being honoured for capturing the hearts and minds of people of all ages.